For if this people had not fallen into transgression, the Lord would not have suffered that this great evil should come upon them. But behold, they would not hearken unto his words. Mosiah chapter 7, verse 25. Hey listeners, this is Nick from Book of Mormon Central. And today's podcast addresses the question, how do the covenants in the scriptures apply to me today? The Zenophites, the people who returned to the land of Nephi from Zarahemla, faced many challenges. They constantly had to fight the Lamanites, suffered under an oppressive king Noah, and were forced to pay tribute to the Lamanites before finally being delivered. Many of the afflictions the Zenophites went through when they broke their covenants are the same afflictions promised to the Israelites if they broke their covenants. Thus, Mormon's abridgment shows that the covenant God made with ancient Israel still applied to the Nephites. For example, when the elite Nephites broke their covenants through their oppression of the people and their immorality, the Lamanites began to come in upon the people of King Noah to slay them in their fields and while they were attending their flocks, and drove many of their flocks out of the land. This is similar to what the Lord said would happen to those that broke their covenants in these ways. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies. Not only was their livestock threatened, but the people themselves were warned that except they repent, I will deliver them into the hands of their enemies. The same warning the Israelites received in Leviticus 26. Once this happened, they would be oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save them. Or as Mosiah 11 puts it, they shall be brought into bondage, except it be the Lord, the Almighty God. They would be smitten before thine enemies, or smitten on the cheek, yea, and shall be driven by men, and shall be slain. God told the Zenophites that insects shall pester their land also, and devour their grain. This is the fulfillment of Deuteronomy 28, verse 38, which reads, thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shall gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shalt neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. The resulting crop failure would lead to famine, and whatever food was left shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up. This was fulfilled when the priests of Noah came into the land of Nephi by night and carried off their grain. The Zenophites were told they would be smitten with a great pestilence, and all this will I do because of their iniquities and abominations. This is just what he promised in the Old Testament. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he have consumed thee from off the land, whether thou goest to possess it. The Israelites were promised all of the diseases of Egypt, and the Zenophites did indeed experience all manner of diseases because of their wickedness. In the aftermath of defeat in battle, their dead bodies would be eaten by all fowls of the air and beasts of the earth. Or as Mosiah 12 puts it, the vultures of the air and the wild beasts shall devour their flesh. The Zenophites were cursed with fear, contention, scattering, and destruction, such that only few of them would be left, just like the Old Testament said they would be. The hundreds of years and thousands of miles between the writing of the Law of Moses and the time of the Zenophites could have made some of them think that God's covenants no longer applied to them. Nothing could be further from the truth. The Lord told the Israelites that all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God. The Nephites knew this to be true. If this people had not fallen into transgression, the Lord would not have suffered that this great evil should come upon them. But behold, they would not hearken unto his words. Yet the Book of Mormon shows that not only the curses of the Law of Moses applied to the Nephites, God would remember and bless his people if they've repented. Leviticus 26 states, if they shall confess their iniquity and be humbled, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob and Isaac and Abraham. I will not cast them away to break my covenant with them, for I am the Lord their God. King Limhi may have had a verse like this in mind when he said, but if you will turn to the Lord with full purpose of heart, and put your trust in him, and serve him with all diligence of mind, if ye do this, he will, according to his own will and pleasure, deliver you out of bondage. Part of the stated function of the Book of Mormon, stated in its title page, is that its peoples would know the covenants of the Lord that they are not cast off forever. The Book of Mormon not only shows that the covenants from the Old Testament applied to the people of the Book of Mormon, but that God's covenants apply to us today as well. We will surely suffer if we reject the covenant, as the people in the Book of Mormon did. But we can also experience all the blessings of the covenants when we humble ourselves and turn to Him. Thank you for listening. To find out more, please visit bookofmormoncentral.org and then click on Know Why.